Die Foschini groep is een van die grootste kleinhandelaars in Suid-Afrika. Die groep besit 30 kleinhandel handelsmerke en bedryf meer as 4000 winkels in 32 lande reg oor die wêreld. Die groep besit verskeie bekende handelsname, dit sluit natuurlik Foschini in, maar ander bekendes is At Home, American Swiss, Markham, Total Sports en ook Jet. Anthony Thunstrom sluit nou by my aan. Hy is die uitvoerende hoof van Foschini. Anthony, thank you so much for joining me. Looking at your results, your revenue declined by 7.5%, which under circumstances I don't think is a surprise, but you suffered an operating loss of more than 700 million rand after actually earning a huge profit in the previous year. What happened? Is it only a consequence of COVID-19?
Yeah, it was all very much COVID related, but I think just going back to, you know, the drop in turnover, to be honest, only losing 6.7% of our turnover given the enforced store closures we've had across all three territories was remarkable. It should have been a lot bigger than that. You know, if you look at it, we lost very close to 50% of our available trading hours in the UK, and we lost between 13 and 15% of our trading hours in Africa and in Australia. So I think, you know, that puts the 6.7% into context. What really then hurt the bottom line, I think, you know, other than the lost turnover, were two things. The first was, as soon as you've got store closures and you're in fashion retail, that has a significant effect on the saleability of seasonal stock. So we took some pretty big provisions against our inventories. And then the other big charge to the income statement, which was a non-cash charge, was a write-down of the value of our intangibles in our UK business. And as I said, we lost 50% of our trading hours. Quite a few of the department store partners that we traded through have closed, again, due to COVID, so particularly over the last 6 to 8 months, which really just means there are fewer routes to market going forward, although we are opening up some new ones. We've just entered into a partnership with Marks & Spencer.
Let's talk about Jet. Now, you acquired Jet last year, as you've said, and it was a pretty big transaction, and in many ways you took it off Edgar's hands, and in the process you also saved a lot of jobs. But financially, how did it perform during the period it was under your control?
Yeah, I mean, just starting with your last point first, Jet was a brand that we had admired for many years. It was very much the jewel in the Edgar's crown, but there were various reasons why we'd actually been offered the business 4 or 5 years ago, why we didn't buy it at the time. I think the owners wanted almost a telephone number for it when it was offered to us, and there'd been very little, if any, work or thought given to how to separate it out of the rest of the Edcon group. So it was a business, we'd looked at it, we'd done a bit of due diligence, we knew it quite well. We really did believe it would be a good fit for us. It gave us a scaled entry into the value market where we'd been, you know, quite underweight relative to the rest of our portfolio. And then, yes, the jobs were absolutely important to us. You know, we've ended up taking over just over 5,600 employees who otherwise were pretty likely to have got retrenched. And I think, in the South African context, with unemployment where it is at the moment, it's been more important than ever. Getting back to the other part of your question around has it been successful, it's exceeded all of our expectations, and thus far it's still very early days. We were expecting it to make an operating loss in the first 6 months to the end of March, pretty much the time it was, part of us. It's done better than that. It's done slightly better than break even. It's made a small profit. If we look at our budgets for the year ahead, it's starting to look like a major contributor to the group, and certainly on a daily basis, the Jet turnover is right up there. It's kind of number one, two, or three in the group on a everyday basis. The profitability is looking good. We've got them back into the right levels of stock now. Their gross margins have improved significantly. When we bought the business, they were sitting very low, about 36%. We've got those to an average of 40% already, and over the next 12 to 18 months, we'll get it to the sweet spot, which is about 42%. So from a profit point of view, it'll be very nicely accretive to us. It's got a high stock turn, and it's not costing us a huge amount in terms of CapEx. We did spend some CapEx in terms of bringing them on to IT platforms and replacing all their points of sale and printers, etc., the tech that's in their stores. But going forward, it's kind of feeling like about 120 to 150 million rand a year, and that's all expansionary CapEx. The other thing that it's done for us, which is quite exciting, is we've never really had an offering in the value homeware space. Jet used to have a very credible offering until about 2016, when they then really totally neglected it, and it kind of died a slow death. At the time, in 2016, they were doing about 2 billion rands worth of homeware sales through Jet. We've just in the process now of relaunching Jet Home in 345 of the Jet stores that we bought. And then later this year, we'll start rolling out some test standalone Jet Home stores.
Your brands, most of them target the higher end of the consumer market. Now, with COVID-19, many of these individuals have worked from home. Could you see that there's been a change in consumer behavior, maybe less sales of formal wear and maybe an increase in informal wear?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've hit it spot on, Rake. I think there've been two fundamental shifts. It's been, you know, very much that shift to casual, more comfortable, out of formal. Fortunately for us, certainly in the South African business, we've been de-emphasizing formal because it was a long-term structural trend for the last 5 or 6 years, and we went into COVID with very few pockets of formal. It was really within Pashini Ladies and a very small portion of Marken. The rest was, you know, much more already on the casual side. And if you look at other parts of our business, you know, brands like The Fix, Exact, and all of our sports businesses, for example, they were all parts that actually benefited from people dressing more casually. So there has been a shift. We've shifted to the extent that we think it's sensible, the product offering within Pashini and Markham. You also don't want to lose the heritage because smart and formal will come back in the fullness of time. So we've shifted what we think is appropriate. But I guess we were just, you know, as I said, fortunate that we weren't overexposed there. I think the other big structural pieces were the doubt around e-commerce. You know, there were a lot of people saying and telling us, you're going to see a spike in e-commerce sales during hard lockdown. And, you know, once people can go back and shop in the stores, e-commerce is going to go exactly back to where it was kind of pre-COVID. We didn't believe that would be the case, and it's not what we've seen. And I think it's very simple. Once you've become an e-commerce shopper and you've ordered something online, it's worked, it got delivered, you can return it if it doesn't fit or whatever. The chances of you turning around and saying, listen, this isn't for me, I don't want to do it again, in my mind's pretty close to zero.
Anthony, dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Anthony Thumstrom, hy is die uitvoerende hoof van die Pashini Groep.